Greg Kutz is Assistant Inspector General for Audit of Management Services and Exempt Organizations at the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. And TIGTA releasing a review of the Internal Revenue Service's Purchase Card Violations Report. Greg, thank you very much for joining me today. You report on a total of 14 incidents of misuse. Let's get some context. First of all, how many total purchase card transactions did the agency make in the period you studied? What was that period you studied? Thank you very much for joining me, Greg.
Yeah, thank you for having me. The period was April 2014 through September 2014. The number of transactions was 3,340, according to IRS databases, and 44,000 purchases made for a total of nearly $18 million. And the Charge Card Act of 2012 requires agencies with more than $10 million of purchase card spending in the prior fiscal year to submit semiannual reports on purchase card violations, disposition of violations, and disciplinary action taken, and we're required to report 120 days after the year end on the status of our recommendations related to purchase and travel cards. So this report meets our statutory requirement for both of those.
So you had 14 incidents of misuse out of those 3,340 total. Tell me about the nature of those. You break them down into essentially two categories. Am I correct?
Yes, they're very minor items. They're actual ones under investigation and pending investigation, or confirmed and pending. In addition, we found one that was under investigation here at TIGTA that's still pending. So in total, you're talking about a handful of cases, 14, for about $1,600, and they're fairly minor issues related to prohibited items purchased, such as food and coffee and things like that.
Do we have a sense that these are malicious, or where somebody was actually trying to cheat the agency, or were they just innocent mistakes where somebody maybe just pulled out the wrong card when they went to pay? Do we have any level of knowledge at that level?
These do not appear to be fraud cases, and really probably not even abuse necessarily. You're talking about, again, like over-the-counter medications for restocking first aid kits. That's not something typically you're going to find with a fraud case or purchase of a wet dry vac by an employee to clean their office. So it wasn't as if they were misappropriating funds for personal use necessarily, which is more of the fraud and abuse type of thing. So no, they were minor things, minor dollars, but yet still considered misuse under the program.
The success story here, it seems to me, is that you found that the policies and controls that the agency has in place for their purchase card program is suitable, is the word that you use. What are they doing right in that policy and control setup, and I guess in the training, too, that goes along with it to alert their employees as to what's acceptable and what's not?
If you look at the last 5 years or so of the work that we've done, we've definitely seen improvements in controls over the purchase and travel card programs, and we found that the policies that have been required by this act have been established. We haven't tested all of those policies, but if you look at the work we've done and the 33 recommendations we've issued over the last 5 years, IRS has made significant progress, and so they're in a much better place than they were 5 years ago.
Where were they 5 years ago, Greg? What was the situation from which they've come to serve as context for the success that they've had?
Well, I think the context here is similar to the whole government program. When they set up the purchase card program many years ago, they did it without a lot of internal controls. The idea was to have small micro-purchase transactions done efficiently rather than going through a more laborious procurement process. And so that has always been a positive. But there was a lot of fraud and abuse government-wide, for example, at the Department of Defense in the early 2000s. And so I think all of the agencies, including IRS, have made significant progress in tightening up controls to prevent misuse, because people are humans, and when they have credit cards, bad things can happen if people don't have effective controls in place.
Greg Kutz of the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration's office. He's the Assistant IG for Audit at TIGTA. And you write in this report, in fiscal 2014, the IRS implemented five recommendations from two prior TIGTA reports of the IRS's charge card program. One recommendation remains open. Which one is that, and do you have a sense of what progress the IRS is or isn't making on that last recommendation, Greg?
Yeah, again, perspective here, the last 5 years, 33 recommendations, 39 corrective actions, and they've implemented 32 of the 33 recommendations, so they've made a lot of progress. With respect to the one open recommendation, it was related to work we did on the travel card program, And we found that IRS was not referring employees who had misused their travel cards and had evidence of financial issues for further investigation. And these were people, for example, had suspended accounts, had issued non-sufficient fund checks or bounced checks in paying off their balance, and those that had their accounts charged off, meaning the bank wrote the balance off. So our view was that they should be up doing an updated background review of these folks. But we've subsequently recommended that they consider a Office of Personnel Management Service where instead of a full background, they can do kind of an a la carte type situation. For example, if someone shows evidence of financial problems, they can do a credit check. And if the credit check shows significant financial problems, they could then do more of a full investigation.
There is an IRS internal procedure in addition to the TIGTA review. How does your review differ from the IRS's internal review, Greg?
What IRS does is they extract confirmed cases. Keep in mind, these are all confirmed cases, cases they know about. There's probably cases out there of fraud at IRS and other places that never get identified. But the ones that have been identified and have been confirmed, they use their systems to identify them and fill out the requirements of this report every 6 months, including the disciplinary actions taken, et cetera. We're responsible for making sure that they properly extract information from their records. And then we check our own records, too, because our Office of Investigations looks into purchase card fraud and abuse transactions. And in this particular case, we found one additional case that IRS did not have access to, and we put that in our report.
I'm looking at the IRS purchase card violations report that you've included in your report here. And they're talking about 11 cases, and we discussed the different the kind of two buckets that your cases fell into. But I'm struck by the fact that really it's 11 cases out of a huge agency, and you detailed the number of cards and transactions at the beginning of our conversation, Greg. Is this a small number, and relatively speaking, or is this a shrinking number? Do we have some context for that aspect of this?
Yeah, I would say that they're trending in the right direction. We haven't done any detailed work looking on our own for fraud for several years, but I would say that the number of cases, given the size of their program, is small. Again, most programs are going to have undetected fraud and abuse. This is what they know about. This is what's under investigation at this point. But I think it's a positive sign and hopefully shows that the controls they've been putting in place over the last 5+ years are working and that they're better protected from fraud and abuse.
Does that positive sign lead in your mind? Is that the reason why there are no recommendations in this report? Are you confident that the work that you're seeing leads you to believe that they are headed in the right direction, Greg?
Well, again, this report was to look at what they were doing from their own systems. Our responsibility is to make sure and report whether or not they properly reported all known cases. We did not
Yes.
go look to see if they had new cases. But again, I still think if you look at the historical context here of the number of recommendations they've implemented, the controls they put in place, and in addition, this act requires them to tighten up on other controls on like centrally billed travel accounts, that we have a fairly positive story, and I'm hopeful that they'll continue to be diligent in their controls to prevent fraud and abuse in this program.